Okay. Spencer, you going to come up? Okay, it looks like not very many people. I was expecting way more people. I guess the Owenses aren't here. Well, what I thought I'd like to have you guys do is set an age order. You guys think you could do that? Could you figure out what your age order is and set an age order? I realize you won't be next to your friends necessarily. And all the boys and girls mixed together. Let's try that. Who's the oldest? Spring, are you the oldest?
One Cameron is Cameron's oldest.
Cameron's the oldest? Okay, Cam. Oh, Timmy's the oldest? Okay, Timmy over here. And then you're next. Okay. But why don't you stand up? Spring, why don't you come over here? I think are you older than Micah?
Sorry.
And then Zachary, come over here. Let's see, Micah, Jesse, you're older than all these folks. Okay. Are you older than Abby? You're older than all of them? Okay, then you come over here. Here, you sit here, Abby. Okay, now we're in age order. Very good. So, my lesson this morning is going to be about being a friend. Like being friends, basically. So, learning to not be, what's the right word? Discriminatory, I guess. That's a big word, but not to be cliquish. Have you guys ever heard of a clique? Does anybody know what a clique is? Emily, pay attention. Do you know what a clique is? A clique is when there's a group of people that are by themselves. And they don't let anybody else into their group. Let me think where to start. I have a story of a Samaritan man. And as you grow up, you'll learn more about people of the Bible. Most of the people in the Bible were Israelites. And they thought that they were pretty great stuff. Jesus was telling the people from Israel how to be a neighbor to others. Emily, pay attention. So it says, Jesus replied with a story. Okay, let me back up a couple of verses. One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question: Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, What does the law of Moses say? How can you read it? How do you read it? The man answered, You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul, all of your strength and all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Right, Jesus told him. Do this and you will live. The man wanted to justify his actions, so he asked Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. Or by thieves. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. Zachary, can you imagine if somebody came along and beat you up and left you half dead? Well, think about this. This guy was in rough shape. By chance, a priest came along. Do you know what a priest is? Zach, do you know what a priest is? Someone that believes in God a lot? Yeah. I would say that they're. In the Old Testament, they're sort of like what we would call a pastor. Somebody that was in charge of teaching other people about God. Okay, but when he saw the man lying there, he crossed by the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant, do you know who a temple assistant is? Somebody that helps the preacher, somebody that helped the priest, okay? A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along. So the Samaritans were like half Jewish and half like other nations. And so they had some strange beliefs about God. It's probably sort of like what we think of some other churches that believe weird things. And the Jews had this mindset that the Samaritans were like trash, okay? Have you ever heard of people being trash? Well, good. Yeah. Well, because they didn't like them. They were like people that they didn't like. Okay? So the despised Samaritan came along, but when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Have you guys ever seen anybody that got hurt? How does it make you feel? You saw somebody else get hurt? Let me guess that your mom cared about you when she heard about it. So that's what the Samaritan man did. He cared about the guy that was half dead. So he went over to him, and the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you next time I'm here." Then Jesus said, "Now which one of these men would you say was neighbor to the man who was attacked by thieves?" Zachary, who was the neighbor to the man that was half dead? Do you think it was the one that took care of him? Okay, well, the man that was talking to Jesus said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said, "You're right. Now go and do the same." So the Jews had an idea of being, wanting to be the best around. And they had, God had chosen them to be special people to tell the world about him. So in Genesis 12, I think it's 12, God had chosen the Jews to tell people about God. Well, they often didn't obey God. They didn't do a very good job of it. So I want to go back. So all the Jews were children of Abraham. So in Genesis 12, God came to Abraham and said, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to a land that I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you." So God's idea was that Abraham and all of his children would be a light to the world. Okay? And that's what God wants each one of you to be, is the light to the world. One more story. After Jesus came, his disciples, they weren't sure whether they were supposed to keep being Jews or not. So in Acts, well, I'll just tell the story. People that weren't Jews started getting saved, okay? Started following Jesus. And God showed that the same way that he treated the Jews is the same way that he was treating the Gentiles, the people that weren't Jews. But one day Peter went up to Antioch and they were having a meal there. And some of the Jews decided that they wanted to be a little bit like special. So they had their own little table over here that they were going to eat, because they weren't, in the past, they weren't allowed to eat with Gentiles. They had to have their own table. And so Peter, he was like the head preacher, and he decided that he was going to go over there and sit with those, with the special people, the Jews. And when Paul was there, he said, "Peter, stop it. Don't you know that we're all the same, that God made us all alike?" And he helped Peter to realize that he was doing the wrong thing, to treat different people special. I have a verse here where Peter was preaching to the people in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 4, 7. Do you guys know who made us? God made us. Did he make us? Does he like some people more than other people? Nope, he likes us all the same. But how many of you are the same as somebody else? If you look at other people around you, are you the same as them? Nope. God's made us, each one of us, different. Okay? It's really easy to feel like we're special, like we're better than other people because we're different than other people. But Peter says, or Paul says here, for what gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that God didn't give you? And if everything you have is from God, then why do you boast as though it was not a gift? So it's really easy when we are extra strong or extra brave or extra smart to try to tell other people how smart we are. So I have a story for you guys from, I was listening to a story this week and I thought it would make a good lesson for you guys and a good encouragement to not have cliques, to not have special groups in our church. Because I think even in our church, it's easy to have special groups. I want to be with my friends. I don't want to be with other people. So I want each one of you to look at who's beside you and count two people on each side of you. Realize for the younger ones and older ones, you won't have very many, but and then think about this story that I'm going to tell, okay? See if you can be like this, these people. So there was a school teacher in Ohio, and he was a high school teacher, and he taught Zachary. Listen to the story, okay? School teacher was teaching math to his children, and they were being distracted. You guys ever been distracted? Okay. And so he decided that he's not teaching them math anyway. So he passed a paper out to all of them, okay? And he told them to write down all the names of the students that were in the class. So this is what I'd like you guys to do. Take a paper and write down the two people that are on either side of you. Okay, you can do it later. Your parents can help you. And Abby. Abby's on two people on this side and two people on that side. The two people on this side and the two people on that side. It'll give you four people. Zachary and Abby are on that side of you. And if somebody else was over here, it'd be Caroline and somebody else. Okay? So you have four people. You only have three. Each of you should have four people minus how far you are from the end, basically. So he told them to all write down the names of their classmates. And then he told them to write down one thing that they like about that person. So for the rest of the day, they did that. And then he collected the papers. Okay, well, she'll remember. She's listening, so she'll help you. Okay? So you write down on a paper those people's names, and you write down one thing that you like about them. Okay? So after he collected the papers, when he went home, he went and cut the papers into pieces. Okay? And he took each person's name and he put the paper together, and there was 30 students. So he made a paper for each student that had all the different things that people said was nice about them. And then later he gave them out to all of his students. Well, so some time passed, 5 years passed, and then he got a call one day from one of his students' mothers and said, "Hey, my son was fighting in the Middle East and he got killed. And I wanted to invite you to the funeral." So he went to the funeral, and at the graveside, the mom said, "My son didn't carry very many things on the battlefield with him, but this is one of the things that he carried." And she opened up his paper that he had in his pocket for 5 years that had those good things on him, that people liked about him. And another student that was standing right there said, "Oh yeah, I have mine too." And she pulled it out of her purse. And another student said, "Oh, I made it part of my wedding vows." And it just goes to show that when we say nice things about people, we remember them for a long time. And it makes us feel really special. So I thought, if we could do that for each other, if we could say things that we like about each other, if we could do nice things, it will go a long ways in us being a church that is friends with one another. So I have some things to do and things not to do. So here's the things to not do to keep you from being a clique. don't have long-term secrets that outsiders know about but don't know what the secret is. Okay? If you're going to have a secret, don't tell other people. Because when you know that somebody else has a secret and you can't know about it, it makes you feel like an outsider. Okay? Don't refuse to let someone be part of your group. So if you have a friend group, if there's two or three of you together, if someone wants to play with you, don't say, no, it's only the three of us. Don't refuse. Okay, I already did that one. Don't talk bad about others or tell others about somebody else's faults. Okay? When you talk bad about what other people are doing, you're working at making them an outsider and you have this special group. And on the other side of it, it's easy to actually help cliques by thinking that there are cliques, okay? So don't complain about being ignored. If you feel like people are going off by themselves, go with them and try to be part of their fun. Don't go off by yourself and pout or go off in spite. And don't make your own group to try to compete against the other group. You guys understand what that means? Like, okay, if you and Emily are friends and Zachary would like to be your friend, but you guys don't want him to be a part of your friendship, then he could go off and be friends with Abby and be like, okay, I'm going to be friends with Abby because you're friends with Emily. That's not a good way to be because that's dividing people. That's making you not friends. Okay. Good. I hope you sort of like everybody. Well, then there's people that you need to work at learning to like. Okay, so here's some recommendations. Oh, we should like bad people. Because Jesus loves them. Because he made them. Well, he makes bad people to turn them into good people. Okay, so he doesn't make them bad. They make themselves bad, but he made them and he wants them to be good. So you should want them to be good as well. Okay, look out for the people that are beside you. Look out for those four people, okay? Purpose to tell each of them something that you appreciate. Purpose. Wow, you guys probably don't know that word. Choose to tell each of those people something that you appreciate. Something that you like about them. And then, are you listening, Emily? Okay, you're being a distraction to somebody else. Okay? Sit nicely. Okay. Also, choose to tell someone else about that person's good qualities. So, have you ever told somebody what you like about somebody else? Cameron, have you ever told somebody what you like about Timmy? It would be a good idea. When we hear good things about other people, it makes us feel like we want to be their friend too. Okay? Think of something to do or to give to that person so that just to make them happy, okay? Emily, can you think of something to do for Zachary to make him happy? Okay, well, start thinking about it. And then once you've mastered those four people, go beyond them and try to do that with other people. They don't have to wait till they're sad. You could give them something just to make them happy already. Like before they get sad. Isn't that a good idea? Because that's what you do when you're friends with people. So the Bible says in Proverbs, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So Jesus is that friend that sticks closer than a brother to us. So Jesus talked about us all being one body, So when we all get to heaven, we're going to be like the Jesus' wife. Okay? It sounds sort of strange, but we're all together going to be one person. So if we're going to be one person in heaven, we should act like we're one person now. So, and the way that we're one person is by the faith that we have, that Abraham had. So I thought, to close this out, maybe you could think about how we're all together one, and we'll sing the last verse of Father Abraham. Okay? So why don't you stand up and we'll sing Father Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot, chin up, turn around, sit down. Okay. Do you guys have another song you want to sing? Why don't we also sing Building Up the Temple? Because the temple is where God dwells, and God dwells in us, okay? Yeah, stand up. That sounds like a good way to get yourself some energy. Okay, wait for the leader. The song leader is supposed to one that's supposed to start the songs, okay? Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord, building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord. So when we say good things about other people, we're building them up. And they are a temple that God wants to live in. Okay? You can all go back to your parents.